The Holy Gospel for today is taken from the 16th chapter of St. Matthew. Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he sternly ordered the disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. This is the gospel of the Lord. Well, on Friday, I went to a store, and I walked up to the cash register to pay for my purchase, and the sales clerk looks at me and smiles and says, "So, are you?" And I'm thinking, Am I what? I kind of look around and think, what is she talking about? She said, Are you her? And I'm thinking, am I who? And she says, "Mrs. Incredible." And then I suddenly feel incredibly stupid because I walk up to her wearing this shirt. How many of you have seen the movie The Incredibles, the Disney movie? Okay, so you know what I'm talking about. That's right. And I laugh and I say, "Well, I don't know about that, but I figure if I wear the shirt, I have a much better chance." Eric and the kids and I actually at one point in our lives each had one of those shirts, and we enjoyed wearing them, especially at Disneyland, because the Disney workers, or the cast members as they call them, would treat us as if we were the Incredibles. It was pretty awesome. There was one time when we were all dressed in our shirts. It was just after the movie came out, and we saw Mr. and Mrs. Incredible come out and come to the place where they were signing autographs and taking pictures with people. They were really popular, so the line got really huge. Isaiah was asleep in the stroller, and it was really hot, and we were all getting kind of hungry, so we thought, well, we'll just watch them for a while, because we knew that we wouldn't have time to get through that line to see them before they took their break. Well, at some point, Mrs. Incredible sees us, and she comes over, leaves the roped-off area, comes over and takes me by the hand and motions for the rest, because they're not supposed to talk, motions for the rest of our family to follow us, and she takes us over to meet Mr. Incredible. Hugs and handshakes. They pose for what felt like just too many pictures when we just cut in line in front of everybody else. But it was pretty awesome. It was incredible. We felt like we were famous. Mrs. Incredible even autographed the back of my shirt, but I looked for it, but it's worn off long ago. So, just in case you don't know who she is. Here she is, Mrs. Incredible. What do you think? My secret identity. You didn't know that your pastor was a super, did you? No. All right, enough silliness. All of our lessons this morning beg us to ponder identity. Who is God? Who is Jesus? And who are we? You know, the truth is we live in a very troubling world. A world of beheadings and threats and war. A world of injustice and inequity. A world that's not as easy as an animated superhero movie to determine who's good and who's bad. a world of shootings and violence and riots. A world where mental illness not only strips people of their identity, but also can rob them of their very lives. As a people of God, we have to ponder. We have to think hard about who God is, about who Jesus is, about who we are, because we cannot let the world define those things. Who is God? Well, according to our psalm for today, God is great, holy, glorified. God is faithful and loves us with a steadfast love. When we call, God answers us and increases our strength. God is high, yet cares for the lowly. God seeks to keep us safe in the midst of trouble. God will never abandon us and will make good God's purpose for us. God will make good God's purpose for us. Well, who is Jesus? Simon Peter confesses that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of the living God. That was huge. That was huge because no one had publicly confessed, publicly recognized that Jesus was the Messiah. This was a big moment. A big moment for Jesus, a big moment for his disciples. Jesus acknowledges it by affirming that God revealed this truth to Peter, and that this confession is the rock upon which the church is built, upon which Christ builds and grows and nurtures his holy people. Jesus then gives Peter the power to interpret the very will of God to the world. And then I'm not exactly sure why, but Jesus orders his disciples not to tell anyone. They are not yet to give away his secret identity. But we know. We know that Jesus reveals the very heart of God. That Jesus aches with all who suffer. And that through his life, his death, and his resurrection, he shows that the love of God is more powerful than hatred or fear, death, even hell itself. When people are hungry, rather than being afraid that there's not enough, Jesus feeds them. When they're sick, he tends to them and heals them. When people are shunned and pushed outside by society and the church, Jesus offers them forgiveness and welcomes them into God's family. Who are we? We are loved children of God. Who are we? Loved children of God. Who are we?
Loved children of God.
This is who we are. It's not intended to be a secret identity. Besides, if it was, you just revealed yourself to everybody here today. We are loved children of God. Loved and forgiven children of God. We are told that our lives, our very lives, are a living sacrifice to our good and gracious God. Our lives lived as loved and forgiving children of God are holy and acceptable to God. They are worshipful. We worship our loving and forgiving God every day by how we live our lives. No, we are not perfect. We don't always get this right. And neither is the world that we live in. We are aware of the brokenness around us and within us. And in the midst of this brokenness, we're called to be even more aware of God's grace and forgiveness. and the amazing power of resurrection. This is why we are always drawn to this water, to the baptismal font. We put our hands in it and we mark that sign of the cross on our foreheads, or we touch our hearts. We immerse our whole lives in this water. We drown our old selves in it. And over again, we remember that we are washed in the forgiving waters of Christ. That through baptism, we are reborn as loved children of God. Martin Luther tells us we are to wear our baptisms daily, to put it on like we would put on a shirt. Our baptism is our super suit. The superpowers of love and forgiveness and new life come to us from God. God gives each one of us different gifts and abilities to live out this love and forgiveness in our lives. This is God's purpose for us, for our lives, to live out this love and forgiveness. We put on our baptisms daily to remember that we are loved and forgiven children of God. And when we wear this identity, we have a much better chance of living it out. May God bless you and be with you as you live out the love and forgiveness of God in your lives. Amen.